Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking about bodycon dresses that you will love and look dynamite on curves. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff.
So let's talk about bodycon dresses and why they are so good. I think a bodycon dress, it's kind of designed for curves, right? Not everything is. So when there is something designed for curves, we're going to jump on it. I think they just really celebrate curves. I started wearing bodycon dresses probably, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years ago. It's funny. I think it kind of lines up when I started getting more comfortable wearing bathing suits too. It's like the same time. So 3 or 4 years ago. Before that time, I felt like they wouldn't work for me. I felt like the bodycon dresses maybe were too snug or whatever. But I think what I needed to figure out was the right fit. So what we're going to talk about is the different styles you want to go with, the fit for a bodycon dress, and the styles I think that you just need to, you know, kind of check out and have in your closet. The first one is a long sleeve midi dress. Listen, get a basic kind of long sleeve, simple bodycon dress. This is great because it's just, you know, you can go with different colors, but you can start with like a black or maybe a neutral color. You can add a belt if you want. You can wear them with boots, heels, strappy sandals, or you could just add a really cute bag. This is a great dress because there's not much going on with it. And you can have some fun with either going with the neutral colors or branching out into vibrant colors. After that, a mock turtleneck bodycon dress is perfect. I feel like those always look really pretty. I like a midi length if you can do that, but you can also go with a shorter length. You can go with the sleeveless or with sleeves. I think just having like that kind of more coverage up top is a nice kind of a combination with the bodycon style. And then you could go with the little strappy heels or boots. It just depends on what the vibe is and what season it is. A couple styles I have for a mock turtleneck bodycon dress. I have one that's sleeveless, that's really long and black. Looks fantastic and it's just so simple. And then I also have one that's brown, that's a mock turtleneck and long sleeve. And it kind of has a wrap bottom. It's just a really pretty dress just with a little pair of heels and a bag. Another style that you want to check out for a bodycon dress is a one-shoulder dress. So you can do a one-shoulder dress with a long sleeve or a one-shoulder dress with no sleeves. I think either way, it looks really pretty. It's just an interesting neckline, and you just have to focus on, okay, getting the right strapless, right? And I mentioned before, the strapless I use is from Wacol. It's the red carpet convertible strapless bra, which is amazing. So it's going to be linked for you guys in the show notes for this episode. So with the one shoulder dress, you can also add a belt if you want to. You don't necessarily have to. But I think once you get the right like strapless bra, you'll have all kinds of options of necklines. And this is one of those necklines you can try. Next is a bodycon dress with a sheer sleeve. So it can be a puff sleeve. It can be, you know, just a basic sheer sleeve. I think they look fantastic on curves and it gives you that coverage and it's usually stretchy. So these are the dresses that you've probably seen that they have a lot of ruching in the body part and then the sleeves are sheer, right? So, and it's usually one color, the entire dress. But I feel like these look really pretty for weddings, you know, and you can go with black. I have a black one, a white one. You can try all kinds of different colors and it's just a really just pretty dress. Lastly, I would look into sweater type bodycon dresses. Okay, listen, these are fantastic because the sweater material is usually ribbed, right? So it's stretchy and it has like already like a thicker material, which we love. We love ruching and then we love stretch and then we love ribbing because that gives you more coverage. And then that way you don't have to worry about like, do I have to wear shapewear or not? You don't necessarily have to. And I think it's just like an easy dress to wear. Lastly, I would really look into sweater type bodycon dresses. These are fantastic because the sweater material is usually ribbed, right? So that's stretchy, gives you coverage. And the sweater material being a little thicker, I think is great because that also gives you some coverage. There's so many different styles of sweater dresses. You can wear them with heels or, you know, boots, a trench coat when it gets cooler. And I feel like this is the type of dress that I wear all year long, depending on just the style of it. So for instance, I had a long bodycon sweater dress that was sleeveless, kind of V-neck, just it looked like a tank top dress. So that was for summer. And then in the, you know, winter or cooler months, I was wearing, you know, a bodycon dress that it's like had a little knot in the front and long sleeve and a little bit shorter, just really easy to wear with like a pair of boots. So there's so many options. All right, so don't shy away from bodycon dresses. Just focus on fit, stretch, and structure. You don't want it to be too tight. I feel like that's one of the issues we run into with bodycon dresses. So you want it to just kind of skim your frame. And then if you want to wear some shapewear, you know, you go for it. I have Spanx that I use that work pretty well. I don't always wear them. You know, I kind of aim for looking for dresses that I don't want to feel compelled to wear shapewear. You know what I mean? I want it to just kind of skim my frame so I don't have this extra layer of something, and especially in the summer when it's really hot. So you don't necessarily have to go with shapewear. I think go for a fit that kind of skims your frame, and then that way you may not have to add that to the mix. Likewise, you also want to get a strapless bra that works really well. So that'll give you some options in terms of necklines and you'll feel comfortable wearing these different styles. Okay, so I hope that I convinced you to give bodycon dresses a chance and to kind of explore different styles to add to your curvy style wardrobe.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.